What's the thinking behind relaunching the entire range?
It's all about becoming even more meaningful to the consumer, ultimately. And by doing so, it's becoming simpler in our messaging, simpler in our ranges, but still doing what everybody knows, and that is putting the highest quality liquid into the bottles and showcasing these distilleries, complementing what they do themselves and bringing to the consumer just outstanding whiskies. I've had the pleasure and great honour to taste lots of these whiskies that we're bringing out, in fact, all of them so far, that are coming out, and every one of them is truly, genuinely fantastic. Some of the tastings were done with some media in the UK. The comments coming back have been, and I quote one man directly, "That has been the best whiskey tasting I have been to in years, bar none." It really invigorated me to enjoy, get back to really enjoying and being passionate about whiskey. So that gives an idea of the quality of the whiskey we're putting in. And that's in the Connoisseur's Choice range. And it's obviously one of now only five ranges that we're going to be doing.
And this is the 50th anniversary for that range, right?
Absolutely. And the new packaging, but also the new way we're going to be introducing whiskies in the range is going to keep it fresh and dynamic. And it's very much going to be still respecting and developing what my grandfather, George Rucker, what he foresaw when he created the Connoisseur's Choice range back in 1968.
Now, you've also got new ranges coming, though, the new Discovery range, and then you're going to, well, let's talk about that one. What's coming with the Discovery range? That's going to be sort of the entry level for Gordon McPhail, right?
Well, again, for Gordon McPhail, I think that's the key word there. We don't see Gordon McPhail as being the people that are going to introduce people to single malt Scotch whiskey. That very much in the 60s probably was that way. Gordon McPhail were the people that were introducing many to single malt Scotch whiskey because we were showcasing distilleries. And so many of them at the time, you could not get as a single malt. And of course, in developing this range, George Urquhart was not only seen as initially as quite eccentric, I think the quote was eccentric to the point of mad, but actually in time, it didn't take people long to realize what a pioneer he had become. And he was actually just helping to develop and create a whole new layer of within the whiskey industry and within whiskey categories, which was single malt Scotch whiskey, and really, truly define it, especially when with the ages he was bringing out, and in the words of Michael Jackson, you know, he was showcasing aged malt whiskies while others had their heads turned to blends. But that's what we really became famous for. So when it comes to this entry-level range, it's an entry-level to the Gordon McPhail range. And again, they are fantastic whiskies, but as the consumer comes into whiskey, they will begin to understand what style they begin to like. So for example, is it that sweeter bourbon style maturation that they're enjoying? Is it a richer sherry style maturation they're enjoying? Or are they enjoying the smokier components from a whiskey? Well, the Discovery range will actually help people go, "Do you know what? I really like that one and I understood it was sweeter in style. Right, I'm going to try this section here, which is bourbon matured whiskies." Now, the packaging and the definition of those are really going to help people come into it, but raise the game. So I really enjoyed that. Now, what's that one? Right. And then all the details will cascade from the profile of the whiskey. So for the sherry ones, is it a Glenrothes? Is it a Glenturret? If it's a sweeter style, is it, you know, a Tormore, or is it a Glenspey or a Strathmiller or something? Or is it, and for the smoky ones, is that more a Kalila or a heavily peated Boonehaven, for example? So that becomes much more interesting for people who are getting into whiskey but have already made the first step.
You were bottling before around 300 different bottles a year in 12 different ranges. How hard was it to decide, okay, which cask goes into which range? And when you've got 12 different ranges, it was hard to really differentiate them all, right?
It was, and it became very hard for the consumers. So why did certain distilleries fall under certain labels? And of course, it made a lot of sense to us and those that we were in relationships with. And of course, relationships are extremely key to us. It's what's been the backdrop of Gordon McPhail, is building up these key relationships and respecting them and helping our partners as we've gone through the last 123 years. And gaining that respect has been really important to us. So when it comes to the label ranges, we were playing very much with a straight bat and respecting what was expected of Gordon MacPhail and what worked in the market for all the parties involved. Now, going forward, we will be able to basically create a lot more simplicity and use only five ranges to keep our offering a little bit tighter, but also more specific and more interesting for consumers and less confusing. So it's working all around. It's a win-win for everybody.
And when does the Discovery range, that's going to come out, what, probably sometime in May?
Right, so the Discovery range will follow closely late spring and towards late spring, early summer. And the distillery labels will be launched in the summer months. And then the New Look Private Collection, which will have three tiers to it, will come out in the autumn.